The Democratic-controlled Assembly rejected Sacramento area Republican Assemblyman Kevin Kiley's effort to put his AB 1928 to an emergency floor vote, which would have bypassed the committee process. Kiley said AB 5 needs to be suspended as soon as possible.
I favor the full repeal of the law. I think it's terrible public policy, and it's caused just an unbelievable amount of hardship for countless Californians in over 200 different professions.
But AB 5 backers aren't convinced.
I think it's largely political theater by the Republicans to repeal AB 5 because they think of it as a wedge issue.
That's Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez. The San Diego Democrat says thousands of workers are already feeling her law's positive impact.
But in reality, we know since the law took place that there are workers who are benefiting from the change of law. We know that there are hundreds of wage claims that have been filed for back wages of misclassified workers. And we know that workers have been reclassified, and we're hearing stories every day of the successes.
For example, Gonzalez said she heard the story of a newly classified film industry animal handler who was bitten by an animal and is now eligible for workers' compensation. However, Gonzalez has introduced a tweak to AB 5 that would lift the cap on the amount of assignments freelance writers and photographers could accept before they have to be reclassified as employees. She says the proposed tweaks also deal with other issues unique to freelancers.
Issues of having a contract with rate of pay beforehand, being paid in a timely manner, ensuring, of course, that a staff position can't be fired and rehired as a freelancer.
Gonzalez says she's also in talks with musicians and other artists who rely on short-term contract work. But some small business owners say AB 5 has made things more difficult for them. Becca Fink runs a business that advises people dealing with big life transitions like a death in the family or finding suitable elder care. She says AB 5 affects her business because she uses contractors.
I have people that have been working for me, happily independent contractors who have many other jobs, who I pay double, even triple the minimum wage because of their skill to work with me, and now I'm not allowed to do that. So as a 50-year-old woman, I now have to run my business by myself and be on disability in 10 years, run myself into the ground.
But backers of AB 5 say that while they're open to changes, efforts to undo it are being led by major companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash, whose business models are based on using contract workers without paying them benefits. Steve Smith is communications director for the California Labor Federation.
Millions of workers are working without the basic protections they deserve. Things like a minimum wage or overtime or paid sick days.
Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash say they've gathered 1 million signatures for a November ballot measure to exempt on-demand drivers from AB 5. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle in Sacramento.